哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，May peace be with all the brothers and sisters。
下午我们一起来学习的题目是：你的名字还在吗
？Our afternoon service, the topic is your name still there？
啊，当一对父母啊，这第一次生了 baby， 生了婴孩之后
，When a couple when they have their first child，
啊，第一件事情他们要考虑的就是要给这个孩子一个名字。
The first thing that they have to think about is to what name to give to this child.
这个名字很重要。
And this name is very important.
因为这个名字呢，要跟着这个孩子一辈子。
Because this name will follow them for their whole life.
我们的名字也是我们的父母所给的。
And our names are also given by our parents.
所以从小我们就被叫。
So since young we have been called.
所以我们呢，对自己的名字会特别敏感。
So we are very sensitive to our name.
就算在众人当中很嘈杂，只要你听到你的名字呢，你就会有反应。
Even in a room that's full of noise, but when you hear your name, you will react.
你会转过头来。
You will respond and turn your head.
那么小时候我记得在学校里面常常都点名。
I remember when I was younger in school, they always have take attendance.
老师把名字叫出来。
And when the teacher says the name,
你就很大声的说有。
Then you say with a loud voice, present.
当然你的名字要先在老师的册子上面，你才会被叫。
But of course, your name has to be on the attendance sheets in order for them to call you.
那后来小学毕业了，要去考中学。
And when I graduated from elementary, when I went to high school,
要放榜的时候啊，看到到底有没有考进那个学校呢
？Then you have to look at whether or not you got into the school.
要在这个几百个名字里面呢，找到自己的名字。
And you have to look for your name among hundreds.
找到，松一口气，有书可以读了。
And when you find your name, then you can relax because you can go to school.
小时候成绩不是太好，有学校收也不错。
And when I was younger, my grades weren't good, so it was good for me to go to any school.
后来长大了，工作了，坐飞机，有时候没有机会啊，要等候补。
And sometimes when I grew up, when I have to take a flight, I am delayed.
Stand by 的。
When I have to stand by.
坐在那边等啊。
And I'm sitting there waiting.
等到上飞机之前，有没有空中那个小姐有没有叫我的名字
？And I have to wait for the air attendant to call my name.
他以前那种 printer 都是那种 dot matrix 的一大条的这个名字。
Back then, the sheet was a large matrix.
让我听到Timothy 一样，有，我去来，有飞机可以坐了，不用再等了。
And when they call your name, then you say presence and you can go and sit in the flight.
当你的名字在重要的名单上面，你感觉是非常幸福的。
When your name is on an important list, you feel happy.
但是如果你的名字不在上面
，But if your name is not on there,
那你就应该要有所担心了。
Then you must worry.
连人间的生活都会有册子来记录名字。
Since in the world, there is attendance, a sheet, a list that takes people's name.
在神的国里面呢，神当然也会留属于他的人的名字。
So of course, in heaven, there is a list that have the names of His people.
神都会记录他生命册上名字的，才有办法得救。
That the people who are in the book of life, they can be saved.
才能够进到神的国。
That they can enter into the heaven kingdom of God.
其实这个观念呢，从圣经很早就出现了。
And actually, this concept appeared early on in the Bible.
当以色列百姓被神带领出了埃及之后
，When the Israelites when they came out of Egypt,
摩西有一次向神祷告。
Once Moses prayed to God.
摩西实在压力很大。
Moses' pressure was great.
看到以色列百姓犯罪得罪神。
When he saw that the Israelites sinned against God.
摩西上去西乃山跟神面对面领受十条诫命跟律法。
And when Moses went up to Mount Sinai.To receive the commandments and law from God.
结果下山了，手上带着两块法板。
And then when he came down from the mountain, he had in his two hands the tablets.
我下来了，看到以色列百姓在拜金牛犊。
But when he came down, he saw the people worshiping the golden calf.
摩西非常非常的生气。
And Moses was extremely angry.
同时呢，他也向神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
我们看出埃及记三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
三十二章的第三十节。
Chapter 32, verse 30.
出埃及记三十二章三十节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 30.
到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪，我如今要上神那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。”
30. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, "You have committed a great sin. So now I will go out to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin."
摩西的伟大不是在他都会发誓号令或者是做伟大的事而已。
the greatness of Moses isn't just how much he can give commands and tell people what to do.
摩西的伟大在乎他的微小。
The greatness of Moses is in his humility.
他在神面前总是觉得自己很微小。
That in front of God, he always appeared very lowly.
但是他要在神面前呢替百姓赎罪。
But in front of God, he has to atone for the sins of people.
怎么样赎罪呢？
So how does he atone for their sins?
他想来想去啊，百姓犯那么重的罪啊，大概只有一个办法可以赎。
So he thinks, and there's probably only just one way for him to atone for the sins of the people.
就是用自己的永生啊，自己的得救啊，来换百姓的得救。
And that is to exchange his own salvation for the salvation of the chosen people.
三十一节
，Verse 31.
摩西回到神那里说。哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做的金像。32节。
32.
倘若你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
31. Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, Oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sins, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book, which you have written.
这里摩西的代祷啊，就是求神赦免百姓的罪。
So Moses' prayer is that God to forgive the chosen people.
神啊，你倘若肯赦免他们的罪。
If you are willing to forgive them.
这里有几个点啊，好像就有那种顿号，他在挣扎，他在想到底下一句要讲什么。
So here there are a few dots. It shows that he was thinking.
就是如果神你不赦免他们的罪的话，要怎么办呢？
That if you don't forgive the sins, then what do we do?
那他就想了。
So he thought.
他就讲了。
And he said,
求你呢，从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
He says, I pray, blot me out of your book, which you have written.
哇，这个是很严重的后果。
And this is an extremely serious consequence.
在摩西的心目当中啊，他知道神有一本册子。
And Moses knows that in front of God there is a list.
上面呢记载上谁可以得救，谁是属于神的。
And on this list there are names of people who belong to him who can be saved.
可以换呢，我的名可以拿下来，但是百姓，请你赦免他。
And Moses said to take out my name and remember the names of the Israelites.
那神怎么回答呢？
So but what did God say to him?
神就回答了34节。
And God replied.
33节。
Verse 33.
耶和华对摩西说：“谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁的名。”
33. And the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book."
哎，这是从神的回答里面，你就证明，你可以知道，在神那边真的是有一本册子。
So from the response of God, we see that there is a book.
是记载得救的人的名。
That have the names of the people who are saved.
这个不是摩西的想象。
And this isn't just an imagination of Moses.
是真的有这一本书。
But there is indeed such a book.
这是灵界里面的记录。
And this is a spiritual attendance sheet.
第二呢，神告诉他说，你不能这样换的。
And Moses said, when God said, you cannot do this kind of exchange.
谁得罪我，我就把谁的名擦走。
Whoever sins against me, I will blot him out of my book.
意思是说，我不会也随便把摩西的名你擦走。
Meaning that he will not remove the name of Moses.
所以这个证明真的是有册子。
So this proves that there is such book.
第二就是这个册子上面可以写也可以擦。
Meaning that in this book, God can write and God can also erase.
谁得罪神，神就把谁的名字擦掉。
Whoever sins against God, he will remove their name.
就像这个白板啊，滑滑的。
Just like this whiteboard that's very smooth.
以前小时候我们的读书就是用黑板，用粉笔啊。
When we went to school back in the days, it was a blackboard.
那个呢也是一擦就没有了。
And it was also likewise where you just erase and everything's gone.
这个板也是一样，虽然你用蓝色笔、用水笔写上去，也一擦也可以没有。
And this whiteboard, whatever color you used to write on it, once you erase it, it's gone.
可以写，可以擦的。
So you can write and you can also erase.
整本圣经里面都有这个观念。
And this entire Bible is filled with this concept.
我们看诗篇六十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 69.
诗篇六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
六十九篇二十七节。这里记载有一些神所不喜悦的人呢，他们做了很多的恶事。
So here we record about some people that have committed evil in front of God.
六十九篇二十七节。
69 verse 27.
因为你在他们的罪上加罪，不容他们在你面前称义。
29 add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness.
二十八节。
28.
因为他们从生命册上被涂抹，不能记录在义人之中。
28. Let them be blotted out of the book of living and not be written with the righteous.
到了后来，大卫写诗的时候啊，也有把这个观念呢，再次的提醒。
And when David was writing songs, he also talked about this concept.
以色列百姓虽然是得救的民族。
Even though the Israelites, they were a saved nation.
是神所拣选的。
They were the chosen ones of God.
有摩西律法。
They have the law of Moses.
有十条诫命。
They have the Ten Commandments.
在整个全世界当时当中，只有以色列人是得救的。
And only the Israelites among the whole world that they could be saved.
在那个年代，像我们中国人，其他民族根本都不是在神的选民当中。
So during that time, every other nation like the Chinese, we could not have been saved.
但是是不是每一个以色列人都能得救？
But is it that every single Israelite could be saved?
是不是每一个神的选民都能够被拣选？
Are all the chosen ones of God saved?
本来你的名字是在上面的。
Originally, your name was on this book.
但是你不按神的话语去做。
But if you do not follow the command of God,
不行义
and do righteousness,
罪上加罪
and your iniquity is added,
神就会把你的名字从生命册上就擦掉了。
Then God will erase your name from the book of the living.
这个观念很重要。
This concept is very important.
今天在基督教界里面有一种说法。
Today in the Christian world, there is a saying.
就是一次得救，永远得救。
Saying that you are saved once and for life.
比如说啊，你决定你要信耶稣了。
Meaning, today you choose to believe in the Lord Jesus.
你悔改了。
You repented.
你得救了。
You are saved.
你当下就得救了。
And then, here and now, you are saved.
然后你会一直得救。
And you will continue to be saved.
到永远你还是会得救。
Until eternity, you are saved.
无论你做了什么事，神都会原谅你的。
No matter what you do, God will forgive you.
啊，这个叫做一次得救，永远得救。
This is that salvation is people are saved once and for all.
但是呢，这是福音派的一个讲法。
But this is something that they preach.
不是圣经的讲法。
But this is not what's written in the Bible.
圣经说没有错，你是得救的。
The Bible says indeed you are saved.
但是得救之前，你要先接受宝血的洗礼。
But before you are saved, you have to be you receive baptism.
把罪洗去。
And for the remission of sins.
成为主耶稣身体的一部分。
And become one in the body of Christ.
你的名字就写在生命册了。
Then your name is written in the book of life.
但是如果你之后的行为不合乎神的话语。
But if your conduct is not following the Bible after.
不按着神的意义来行。
And you do not do the righteousness of God.
神随时可以有这个主权把你已经写上的名字呢擦掉。
Then God can whenever erase your name from the book of life.
这个就是生命册在神的手中的主权。
So this is the power of God in the book of life.
这个是很严重一个很重要的观念。
And this is a very serious concept.
我们来看这个启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第二十章也有记载生命册。
Revelation chapter 20 also talks about the book of life.
启示录第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
第十一节。
Verse 11. Onward.
启示录二十章十一节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 11 and onward.
二十章十一节。
Chapter 20 verse 11.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座，与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
这是预言了主耶稣要来审判大日会发生的事。
So this prophet says that the Lord Jesus will come again, and what will happen?
主耶稣呢有一个大白色的大宝座。
So there is a great white throne.
这个大宝座呢，跟他坐在上面的，这样就是主耶稣了。
And the one that sits on this throne is the Lord Jesus.
这个天地已经没有可以躲避的了。
That in this earth and heaven, there is nowhere else to hide.
以前你还可以躲避。
Before you could find somewhere to hide.
像现在主耶稣还没有来。
Like right now, since the Lord Jesus have not yet come.
有一些人还在躲避神。
Some people are still hiding from God.
说没有神的。
They pretend there is no God.
他们觉得不想面对，不去想。
So they will not face this issue.
没有空去教会，也不想去教会。
They don't want to go to church.
他们继续想活在自己的世界里面。
They want to continue to live in their own life.
过自己的生活方式。
And live the way they want.
他们还在躲避神啊。
They are avoiding God.
今天很多人在躲避神。
Today many people are avoiding God.
很多人在躲避现实。
Many people are avoiding reality.
现在还可以躲避。
And right now they can still hide.
但是有一天呢，就不能躲避了。
But one day they will have no place to hide.
我记得小时候啊，在香港长大，香港很多蟑螂。
I remember when I was younger in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, there's a lot of cockroaches.
蟑螂都是那么大只的。
And these cockroaches were huge.
还有翅膀的。
And they had wings.
我最喜欢晚上起来，上完厕所之后去厨房把灯打开。
And one of my hobbies was to go to washroom at night and turn on the light.
那个 kitchen 里面哦。
In the kitchen.
因为厨房里面很多蟑螂。
Because in the kitchen there were a lot of cockroaches.
我一打开灯了，就看到十几只蟑螂在跑来跑去。
Once you turn on the light, you see a dozen of cockroaches running around.
那我赶快拿我的拖鞋就开始。尽快的可以打几只。
And I would take my slipper and try to kill them all.
哇，然后打到这个汁都跑出来。
And you You squeeze out all the guts.
哇，这次我去美国参加讲习会。
This time when I went to States for a seminar.
啊，我们这次不是住在教会，住在一个 campsite， 一个营舍里面。
And this time we didn't stay at church, but we stayed in our campsite.
哦，我第一天去洗澡。
The first day when I was showering.
哇，就看到那么大只的蟑螂。
Then saw a ginormous cockroach.
我小时候的那个热诚又跑出来了。
And my zeal from my youth came out again.
骤然我的套鞋就给啪一下。
So I took my sandal and I killed it.
哇，只有一只。
And there was only one.
打得不过瘾。
And it was not satisfying.
哦，就是说那个时候哇，打开灯了，哇，很多苍蝇跑，啪啪啪，没得躲了。
So when you turn on the lights, the cockroaches have nowhere to hide.
但是有一些时候它还可以躲起来。
But sometimes they still can find a spot to hide.
跑得很快的，有一些还可以躲在那个 stove 啊，那个桌子下面，我都打不到了。
The ones that run fast, they can still hide under the stove.
但是如果我要打，其实也是可以啊。如果把桌子卷起来，把它抬起来，还是可以打。
But if I want to, I can probably lift up the stove and still kill them.
只是看我要不要打而已嘛。
But just whether or not I want to.
一只蟑螂对一个人来说，这个太简单了，要毁灭你太简单了。
So it's too easy for a human to kill a cockroach.
只是看我的心情而已嘛。
But just depending on my feeling.
不想打，让你躲啊，躲在里面，我知道你在里面。
If I want you to run, then I let you run.
今天我们人的这种就好像蟑螂这样子。
Then today humans are like cockroaches.
我们以为啊，我不想认识神了，没有神了。
We pretend we don't want to come to know God.
神不会审判的了，哪有神？
That there is no God, and He will not judge people.
或者是自己就是自己的神。
That I am my own God.
过着没有神的生活。
And we live a life without God.
还在躲避神。
And we are avoiding God.
但是你真的能够躲避神吗？
But can you truly run away from God?
现在可以。
Right now you can.
但是当审判大日，你就不可以了。
But when the judgment day comes, you have nowhere to hide.
这个白色的大宝座下来了。
When the great white throne comes.
坐在上面的。
The one that sits on the throne.
天地都没有办法再躲避了。
That in heaven and earth there is no place to hide.
这是很可怕的。当你不能够再躲避神的时候，你会觉得很可怕。
And this is indeed truly scary when you have no place to hide in front of God.
因为你要躲避的人，你突然间在你面前出现了。
When the person that appears in front of you.
哇，然后呢？第十二节。
Verse 12.
我看见呢，很多死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。
Then I saw the dead.The small and great standing before God.
哇，他们都要在神面前要接受审判。
So they have to stand before God to receive judgment.
然后呢，案卷就剪开了，展开了。
And books were opened.
在神那边呢，有一本很大的案卷。
So in front of God, there is a great book.
这本案卷呢，是记载人一生所有的资料。
And this book contains all the information of people's lives.
啊，这种资料呢，包括很多。
And this information contains many things.
第一，包括你能够活多久。
It includes how long you have lived.
还有呢，你一生活每一天每一分钟所做过的任何的事情。
So everything that you have done, every single minute.
还有呢，你说过的每一句话。
And every single word that you have said.
你去过的每一个地方。
Every single place you have went to.
你头脑里面出现一个每一个意念。
All your thoughts that you've had.
是公开讲过的。
Whether public.
还是私底下想过的。
Or things you said privately.
你所做过的任何的好跟不好的事。
All your good conduct and your evil.
都会记在这个册子上面很清楚。
All these things are written in this book.
有人说了，神真的可以记录那么多东西吗？
So some people say, can God truly record all these things?
啊，神也没有 hard drive 啊。
Does God have a hard drive?
啊，神有可以办法记录那么多吗？
Can God truly record all these information?
我们现在的这个资讯的时代。
Today we are in an information age.
其实我们过去一百年人类的发明的东西啊，那个资讯呢，其实已经记录了很多很多的资料，是前所未有的。
And in the past 100 years, we have created a lot more information than any other time.
现在的数据中心呢，大公司的数据中心呢，可以把千百万、几十亿的张的那个照片啊，还有 video 啊，都储藏在他们的数据中心里面。
And today there are some database companies that they can store millions and millions of photos in their database.
像 Google 的，他们有秘密的数据中心。
So for example, Google they have a secret database.
在美国加州有，在欧洲也有。
And in Europe and also in California.
它可以搜寻每一个人的数据。
They can search every single person's information.
其实除了神之外， Google 就最了解你了。
So apart from God, maybe Google knows you best.
你的所有的秘密他都知道。
All your secrets, he knows.
你 email 里面呢，跟谁讲过什么话，你知道。
They know who you have spoken to in your emails.
你秘密偷看什么网站，他也知道。
And what kind of websites you visit?
你去哪里买东西，你喜欢买什么东西，他也知道。
And where you go to shop and what you like to shop.
你把你拍了什么照片，你 upload 上面，他当然也知道。
And they also know what kind of photos you have taken.
你等一下去哪里，他都知道。
He even knows where you will be going next.
我有一天还没有去聚会啊，准备出门去聚会。
And there was one time before I went out for service.
我的手机就震了一下,
then my cell phone rang.
我说震什么?
And why is it ringing?
我打开看一看,
so I opened
他说,
it.
等一下,你去上班要39分钟。
So it told me that it takes 39 minutes for me to get to work.
因为他知道我常常来这个点嘛, 69号 Sunrise, 他就觉得这个是我上班的地点。
Because he knows that this is where I come often, so he thinks this is my workplace.
他知道我每个礼拜三、礼拜五晚上差不多7点就要出门了。
And he knows that around 7 p.m. every Wednesday and Friday, I will come here.
他先告诉我, 等一下, 39分钟你就会到教会。
So he tells me that in 39 minutes, I will be at church.
我觉得, 哇, 好恐怖哦。
So I thought this is scary.
哇, 什么东西都知道。
It knows everything.
我们就是活在这个资讯的社会啊。
So we live in this information age.
没有秘密的。
And there are no secrets.
你的秘密在电脑里面, 你的电脑就在别人那边。
Or your secret is in your computer, and your computer belongs to someone else.
人都可以做得到这样了。
So since people can do these things,
神不是知道你比任何人、任何公司更多吗？
Then God knows you even better than any other company.
所以这个案卷在神面前，你没有办法躲的。 神一打开，你说你没有做过，神给你看。
So when God opens His book, you cannot deny all anything that you have done.
然后呢，在这个案卷当中的另外一卷旁边呢。 就展开了。So
beside this book, there is another book that is opened.
这一卷呢，叫做生命册。And
this is called the Book of Life.
这一本呢，这是整个案卷里面的最重要的一个部分。And
this book is the most important book.
这里说死了的人呢，都凭着这个案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。And
it says that and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
就是说，这个生命册上面会记载得救人的名字。
Meaning that in this book of life, it will have the names of people who are saved.
因为当时候有历史以来, 每一个人都要受神的审判啊。
Because in all of history, every single person needs to be judged by God.
有名字在生命册上面才能得救啊。
And only if their names are written in the book of life can they be saved.
那有人就说了, 神啊, 不公平啊, 为什么我的名字不在上面?
Some people may say, God, you are not fair. How come my name is not on it?
神说好啊, 你要 complain啊, 来我给你看, 你做过什么?
Then God will say, okay, since you want to complain, let me show you what you've done.
为什么你的名字没有在上面?
Why is your name not in this book?
所以就要把那个大本子所有的资料就翻出来看了。
He will open the big book and show you all the things you have done.
所以就要凭这个生命册还有这个案卷呢审判每一个人。
So he will use this big book of information to judge a person.
哇，那这个讲得很详细哦，这圣经里面讲得很详细。
So the Bible records this in great detail.
尤其是当我们看回来启示录第三章的时候。
Especially when we come back to Revelation chapter 3.
啊，第三章啊。
Chapter 3.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。 我也不从生命册上涂抹他的名，只要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他们的名。
Verse 5, He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, which I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
那这里有讲到生命册上面的名字的问题。So
here it talks about the book of life.
有人的名字呢? 是本来是写在上面的,
that some names were originally written on this book.
但是是不是一次在上面, 永远都会留在上面?
But is this that once your name is written, it can never be removed?
不是的,
this is not
神说,
so.
你要得胜,
God says, you have to have victory.
你的信仰上要得胜,
your faith must be victorious.
你信仰上得胜了, 我才不会擦掉你的名。
When your faith is victorious, then I will not remove your name.
当时的教会, 撒底教会, 就会很有问题。
And at the time, the church of Sardis had a lot of problems.
很可能啊, 神准备要, 主耶稣准备要擦他们的名了。
It was likely that the Lord was about to erase their name.
所以神, 主耶稣就警告他们。
So God warns them.
你不要以为一次得救, 永远得救。
But do not think that you are saved once and for all.
你的名字放上去, 也可以拿下来。
Your name was written on there, but I can remove it.
我以前读到这个经节的时候啊, 当然就理解这个道理。
And back, before, when I read this, I understood this. Teaching.
但是最近我听了一个见证,
but recently I have heard a testimony.
就是跟这个圣经道理记载的一模一样。
It was exactly the same as what's written in this passage.
这个见证是一位马来西亚的传道人所讲的。
So it was a pastor's wife in Malaysia.
马来西亚的传道他见证有在他们那边有一个年轻人。
And there was a young man in Malaysia.
从小都在教会长大。
And since young, he had been in church for all his life.
每个礼拜也是来教会。
And every single week, he comes to church.
但是他来教会了, 来聚会了, 都不专心。
But he never focused when he comes to service.
聚会的时候呢, 都会打瞌睡。
And during service, he will always be sleeping.
啊，更离谱的是，每次领圣餐呢，都打瞌睡。
And every single time when he partakes of the Holy Communion, he will fall asleep.
还打瞌睡到流口水的那种。
Even to the point that he drools.
啊，那个口水都一直滴啊。
And he keeps drooling.
哇，这个不尊重神。
And this does not honor God.
不尊重圣餐。
It does not honor the Holy Communion.
有一次他要来领圣餐了。
And once he, when he's about to partake of the Holy Communion,
又开始打瞌睡了。
He started to fall asleep again.
他在传道跪下来注谢那个圣饼的时候打瞌睡。
And before the pastor kneeled down to give thanks, he fell asleep.
我们知道传道注谢圣饼应该也不会念很久嘛，也不会讲十五分钟嘛。
And usually, no, this giving of thanks does not take too long.
但是这个年轻人还是打瞌睡。
But this young man, he still fell asleep.
在打瞌睡的时候呢，主耶稣给他看到一个异象。
But while he was sleeping, the Lord Jesus gave him a vision.
在异象里面啊，他看了一本很大很大的书。
And in this vision, he saw this great book.
哇，这本书非常大。
And this book was big.
上面写着三个字。
And in this book, it has three words.
写着生命册。
A book of life.
哇，他从来没有看过。
And he had never in his life seen this book.
然后呢，看到有一只金色的手出现。
Then he saw a golden hand that appeared.
开始了要打开这个生命册。
That it was about to open this book of life.
要翻名字了。
To flip names.
一页一页的这样翻。
And page by page, he flipped the book.
很留意每一页里面有没有他的名字。
And he started to notice that to look for his name.
哇，这个第一页没有。
The first page there wasn't.
第一页没有。
Nor the second.
一直翻都没有。
And kept on flipping, and there was he could not find his name.
越看越紧张。
And the more he looked, the more nervous he became.
怎么会还没有我的名字呢？
How come my name isn't on this book?
翻到快要到后来很最后的几页了。
And until the very last few pages.
他看到一个比较熟悉的名字。
Then he saw a name that was familiar.
是他妈妈的名字。
It was the name of his mom.
哦，这个是我妈，我知道。
So this is my mom, I know her.
但是在这个名字的下面呢，有一栏是记载做了什么圣功。
And underneath her name were recordings of what kind of holy work she had done.
看到她妈妈那个名字下面圣功那一栏呢，是空白的。
And it shows that there was a bit of blank spots.
哇，她要知道说，哎呀，妈妈没有做圣功。
So he knows, oh, my mom did not do holy work.
信主信很久，但是都没有为主做事。
Even though my mom had been a believer for so long, but she had never done anything for God.
哇，她说知道妈妈缺少什么。
So she knows what her mom is lacking.
但是问题是她自己的名字还没有啊。
But she could not yet find his own name.
还是很紧张啊。
So he was very nervous.
翻到差不多最后一页了。
About the last page.
哇，突然间看到自己的名字。
Then he saw his name.
哇，好高兴哦。
That he was so joyful.
感谢主，还有名。虽然最后一页总比没有好。
He thanked God, and even though it was on the last page, but it's better than nothing.
在他还是很高兴，还没有结束的时候。
And while he was still happy,
这个他的名字那几个字啊，本来从很清楚，开始的变很模糊。
His name, which once was very clearly written, became very dim.
越来越模糊。
Then eventually became more dim.
好像差点都看不见了。
Almost to a point that you can't see it anymore.
他就很紧张了。
So he was very nervous.
主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
为什么我的名字越来越不清楚？
Why is my name disappearing?
主耶稣怎么办？怎么办？
Lord Jesus, what do I do?
啊，这个时候那只手啊，就指着。
Then this hand pointed.
啊，在这个他的那一栏里面呢。
Under his name.
把另外的资料就掉出来了。
He pulled out all the other information.
哇，那个资料好像看 video 这样。
And these information are like videos.
把他从小时候出生一直发生的每一件事情到现在，好像看 video 这样，很快的 show 给他看。
It was like a video that showed from his birth to until now.
哇，他越看啊，越紧张啊。
The more he watched, the more nervous he became.
因为主耶稣都把他做的不好的事都录起来。
Because the Lord Jesus recorded all the bad things that he had done.
在学校怎么说谎。
In school, when he lied,
怎么欺负人
？When he bullied people,
来教会聚会怎么不专心？怎么样随便
？When he comes to church and he does not focus,
啊，没有认真的祷告
？When he does not focus in prayer,
还有呢，晚上呢，偷偷在家里用电脑看色情
？And when he's at home, he's watching pornography at home.
哇，隔天又来聚会，好像很圣洁这样
？And the next day he will come to church appearing to be holy.
哇，他越看啊，越羞耻。
And the more he watched, the more shameful he became.
原来主耶稣把他在私密的地方所做的事啊，都公开给大家看了。
So even in the secret things that he had done, the Lord Jesus revealed it publicly.
哇，他非常的惭愧。
And he was extremely shameful.
也非常的伤心。
And he was very sad.
大声的祷告，求主耶稣。
And he cried out loud.
主耶稣啊，主耶稣，你赦免我。
So Lord Jesus, please forgive me.
主耶稣啊，你不要涂抹我的名字。
Please don't remove my name.
求你原谅我。
May you please forgive me.
他祷告了，就大声喊出来。
Then in prayer he shouted.
这个意象就结束了。
Then this vision stopped.
刚好就是传道注谢圣饼，阿门， 的时候。
It was just about the time when the preacher said Amen.
他领完圣餐之后，他就起来做见证啊，承认自己的罪，告诉大家他看到生命册这个道理啊，真的是存在的。
Then once he partook of the Holy Communion, he came up and testified to people.
我的名字快被擦掉了。
That his name was about to be erased.
哇，所以你们也要小心，你的名字不要被擦掉。
So we all have to be careful so that our names are not erased.
哇，这个见证讲出来，对教会大家非常大的警惕。
And this testimony greatly warned the church.
我们看回来启示录刚刚所看的第三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 3.
啊，第三章啊，到底当时的撒迪教会有什么问题呢
？So what kind of problems did the church of Sardis have?
啊，第三章从第一节就开始讲。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
啊，这里说啊，你要写信给撒迪教会的使者，说那在神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按着名你是活的，其实是死的。
Verse 1, and to the church, angel of the church in Sardis writes, these things says he who has seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
当时的撒迪教会啊，可以代表现在的一种信徒。
So the church of Sardis back then could represent a type of believer.
我们现在不要到处看了，到底是谁啊
？Don't look around to see who is this.
是左边那个，右边那个，前面还是后面
？Is it the ones around us?
我们不要看别人。
Don't look at other people.
读圣经，我们看想自己。
When we read the Bible, we read for ourselves.
圣灵说啊，这种信徒呢，这种教会呢，名字是活的，但是其实是死的。
The Bible says that this kind of believer, their name is alive, but they are actually dead.
没有生命了。
That they have no life.
你说他名字上什么都有
，But their name is alive. It appears they have everything.
信主很久。
They have believed for a long time.
啊，有做圣工。
They do holy work.
啊，有来教会。
They come to church.
啊，哎，这个表面上都是什么都有啊。
And on appearance, it seems that they have everything.
你仔细看他里面的生命。
But when you look down into their life,
看他的行为。
When you look at their actions,
看他的思想。
Their thoughts,
看他私底下所做的事。
The things they do in secret,
其实是死的。
They are actually dead.
哇，所以主耶稣都看得很清楚啊。
So the Lord Jesus, he sees this very clearly.
因为你在我面前呢，没有一样是完全的。
That before me, there is nothing that was found perfect.
所以第三节就说了。
So in verse 3, it says,
你要想一想啊，你要回想，就回去想一想以前走，怎么领受，怎么听见的，要遵守。并要悔改。
It says that remember therefore how you have received and heard and hold fast and watch.
所以这个名字可能主耶稣已经那个叉叉已经拿起来准备要擦了。
So maybe the Lord Jesus he picked up the eraser and was about to erase.
或者是已经擦了一半了。
Or he has already erased halfway.
就是还在等你有没有悔改有没有悔改。
And he's still waiting for you to repent.
哇，有时候我们想说我没有犯大罪啊，为什么要悔改？
But sometimes we may say, I have not committed any great sins. How come I need to repent?
大罪我们是没有犯。
And of course, we have not committed any great sins.
没有杀人。
We have not
killed people.
We have not committed adultery.
那是不是没有杀人，没有犯奸淫，没有拜偶像，我们就很好呢？
But does it mean that if we don't murder, commit adultery and worship idols, then are we good?
我们的亏欠有时候在神面前是隐藏的。
But actually, sometimes our wrongs are hidden.
可能是一种骄傲的态度。
Or it may be our proud attitude.
可能是对别人的那种嫉妒。
It may be our jealousy towards people.
或者是苦毒。
Or a bitterness.
或者是我们的嘴巴。
Or it may be our mouth.
伤害到人。
That have hurt people.
或者是我们呢，有自己的自我很强。
Or we may have great self ego.
或者是很看重肉体的物质的生活。
Or we love the pleasures in this world.
忽略了我们属灵的生活。
That we neglected our spiritual life.
忽略我们的信仰。
That we neglect our faith.
怎么样？我们的名字才可以留在上面呢
？So how can we maintain our name in the book of life?
第四节啊
，verse four.
然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的
？You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments.
要怎么样才可以名字不要被擦
？So how can we maintain our names in the book of life?
衣服不要污秽。
We must not dirty our garments.
今天我们是。活在一个污秽的社会。
Today we are living in a very dirty world.
你每次上网可能被污秽了。
Every time you go on the internet, you may have been defiled.
你跟朋友出去玩那种场所可能就被污秽了。
Maybe the places you go to with your friends that is a defiled place.
你接受世界的观念思想可能就被污秽了。
When you receive the concepts and belief in this world, you are defiled.
我们要保守自己，不要被污秽。
But we have to maintain ourselves so that we are not defiled.
啊，这里说要穿白衣与神同行。
It says that we have to put on our white garments and walk with God.
啊，这样才是配得过的。
Then this is worthy of God.
一定要得胜。
So we have to live a victorious life.
第五节，凡得胜的 必要穿白衣，我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
Verse 5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life.
这是我们在末世要提醒自己的。
So this is something we must remind ourselves in the end days.
你的名字到底还在不在上面？
Is your name still in the book of life?
还清不清楚？
Is it still clear?
还是已经慢慢模糊了？
Or is it becoming dim?
所以不是一次得救永远得救。
So we are not saved once and for all.
没有错，我们是在得救的道路上面。
Of course, we are on the path of salvation.
但是要提醒自己。
But we must remind ourselves.
如果昨天有留意新闻的话，
If we have been paying attention to the news,
可能可以看到从今天铺天盖地的，无论是网络啊，或者是媒体啊，都是讲一个新闻，就是巴黎的这个恐怖分子的攻击的问题。
Everywhere you go on the internet newspaper, you see that yesterday there was an attack in Paris.
巴黎，我相信在座很多弟兄姐妹都去过啊。
And I believe that many of us here have once visited Paris.
曾经啊，这是称为这个浪漫之都嘛。
It was once a city of love.
但是昨天 romance 啊
romance
啊，但是现在变成恐怖之都了。
But now it is the city of terror.
这个恐怖分子在七八个地方同时发动攻击。
And terrorists they attack people in six different places.
然后呢，是按照报纸的那个新闻说法，至少130多个人已经罹难了。
And the news reported that there's at least 130 people that have died.
然后有七八十人还在受伤当中。
And 70 to 80 people who are injured.
那整个巴黎市都很紧张。
And this entire city of Paris is very nervous.
当我们要祷告当中，我们也为巴黎的市的居民，还有我们巴黎的教会的弟兄姐妹的安全来祷告。
So in our prayers, we must remember the people who live in Paris and also our members who are in Paris.
那个自从911以来啊，应该说在西方社会啊，那个。其中一个最大的恐怖攻击之一。
So it was probably the, one of the greatest terrorist attacks after the 9/11.
昨天晚上我在看那些新闻的图片。
And yesterday when I was looking at the pictures of the attack.
那是被杀的人呢？是在什么地方被杀的呢
？Where were the people being killed?
有几个场地。
There were a few different kinds of places.
第一就是看那个国际足球赛上面。里面的爆炸嘛，里面也死了一些人。
The first is in a very big soccer field.
他们在看比赛的时候。
They were watching the soccer game. And they
另外呢，有恐怖分子的跑到一个很出名的餐馆的那个区里面，开那个机枪就扫射里面的人。
And another terrorist, he went to a very busy and popular restaurant place and he shot machine guns.
那些人呢是礼拜五晚上穿的非常的漂亮，去高级餐馆吃饭的。
And these were people who dressed very well on a Friday night to have a good dinner.
我看到一个尸体啊，盖着一个。他那个白布盖着尸体，那个手有吐出来，他的衣服都是很漂亮，那个都是上流社会的人士。
Then you see that in the picture, you see that their bodies were covered by a white sheet, and you see the clothes which was very fancy.
那另外一些呢是在一个听音乐会里面的年轻人。
And another group was in a music hall.
他们在礼拜五晚上去狂欢呢，去听那个 rockstar 的音乐会很高兴的时候呢，被恐怖分子杀死了。
On a Friday night, when all these people, when they went to listen to this rock band, then they were all killed.
那我们想想我们自己的生活。
So we must think of our own lives.
我们有没有去看过球赛？
Have we went to watch a soccer game?
有啊，多伦多很多球赛可以看啊。
And of course, Toronto, we have many ball games.
有没有去高级餐馆吃过饭？
Have we went to a high-class restaurant to have dinner?
有啊，我们也吃得起啊，我们可以享受这样的生活啊。
And of course, we have, and we can enjoy this life.
有没有听过音乐会？
Have we went to listen to music?
也有啊。
We have
这种事情有没有可能发生在多伦多或者加拿大
？So can these things happen in Toronto？
现在没有发生过，但是以后很难讲。
Right now it has not yet happened, but we do not know for the future。
几十年前，法国也是很安全的地方。
Many years ago, France was actually a very safe place。
但是现在已经不安全了。
But now it is no longer safe。
我们现在是安全的。
So today we are safe。
但以后会不会安全呢？也不知道。
But whether or not we will be safe in the future, we do not know。
但是问题重点是我们也有可能是在里面当中的一个人。
So the main point is that we could have been one of the people in the danger zone。
如果我们吃饭吃到一半被人家杀死了。
Maybe halfway in our dinner we are killed。
或者是看球赛的时候被炸死了。
Or halfway during the game we are killed。
或是旅游的时候不幸碰到这种事情。
Or sometimes we go and tour a city, we come across these things。
如果我们真的是在里面。
If we are in these kinds of situations,
我们要想一个问题。
That we must think to ourselves。
如果有一天我真的碰到这种事情。
If I am in this kind of situation,
我生命今天就要结束了。
If my life were to end today,
我准备好见神没有。
Am I ready to see the Lord Jesus?
我到底得救了没有。
Am I saved?
我们不是说哎呀我不在里面感谢主啊。
We can't just say that, oh, thank God that I am not one of the people who are attacked.
那死掉的130单个人当中没有教会的人啊，感谢主啊。
That thank God that none of the 130 people, none of them were church people.
当然我们要感谢主。
Of course we have to thank God.
但是我们再想深层一点。
But when we think deeper,
是不是我们信主的人都不会遇到这种事情？
Is it that for, if you believe in God, then you will not face these kinds of situations?
不是的。
It is not true.
刚好相反。
It is the opposite.
在越靠近末世，
the closer we are to the last day,
你越靠近主耶稣来的日子会越艰难。
The closer we are to the last day, the harder the persecution.
因为那些恐怖分子也好，或者是那些敌基督的也好，都会逼迫信主的人。
Because whether it is those who do not believe in God or the Antichrist, they will persecute Christians.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
二十四章十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
二十四章十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
二十四章十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
你们看见先知但尼里所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，读这经的人说要会意。十六节。
16.
那实在犹太的，应当逃到山上，在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西，在田里也不要回去取衣裳。当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了。这里是主耶稣预言呢，会有艰难的日子。
So this, the Lord Jesus prophesies that in.That there will be a great tribulation.
行毁坏的，逼迫的，基督徒的，逼迫敌基督的，会来到圣地。
That there will be antichrist and false prophets, and these people will come to the holy land.
历史上已经应验了一次，就是主后七十年，那个时候罗马军队来毁灭了耶路撒冷。
Historically, it has already happened in 70 AD when the Roman generals came to Jerusalem.
但是以后属灵上，这个还会再应验。
But in the future, spiritually, it will happen again.
会，我们会因为主耶稣的名被人家恨恶，被人家鞭打，甚至被人家杀了。
That we will be hated, if not persecuted to death by people.
或者说我们不小心，真的是在这种地方恐怖分子攻击的时候，我们刚好人在里面。
Or if we are not careful and we are among the victims of the terrorist attacks.
我们的生命迟早有一天还是会结束的。
Then one day still.Our life will end.
你很平安，活一百岁也是会结束的。
Even if you live until 100 years old, your life will still end.
你碰到患难也是会结束的。
If you come across tribulation, your life will still end.
但是我们问一个问题。
But we need to ask a question.
你准备好没有？
Are you ready?
如果今天真的是有碰到这种事情，
if today you face this kind of situation,
你能否得救？
Will you be saved?
你准备好了吗？
Are you ready?
你的名字写在生命册上了吗？
Is your name in the book of life?
你有接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼了吗？
Have you received the baptism of the Lord?
你已经归属主耶稣基督了吗？
Do you belong to the Lord?
有没有好好的守着这种道，主耶稣的道理？
Do you try to keep his commands?
成为主喜悦的人？
And be someone who is loved by God?
还是我们自满自主？
Or are we just satisfying ourselves?
我已经得救了。
I am saved.
但是呢，其实名字呢，已经被擦一半了。
But actually, our name may be erased halfway already.
你的名字还在上面吗？
But is our name still on this book?
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
208首。208. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more.And the morning breaks eternal bright and firm. When the Savior wept shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is all but yonder, I'll be there. When the road upon the wonder, I'll be there. When the road upon the yonder, I'll be there. 在那天黑暗的时候在那人的命我也必带起走 On that bright and golden golden morning When the dead in grim And the glory of his resurrection shine When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky And the road is called upon the I'll be there 在那边天明的时候在那边天明的时候在那边天明的时候在那边天明我也被带起走咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚 我们可能以为恐怖分子是最危险的。
We think that the terrorists are the most dangerous.
其实并不是。
But actually, they are not.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter three.
第三章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter three verse one.
提摩太后书三章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter three verse one.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财。自夸狂赌妄读违背父母忘恩负义心不圣洁第三节无亲情不解怨好说谗言不能自悦性情凶暴不爱良善第四节卖主卖友任意妄为自告自大爱厌乐不爱神第五节有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意这等人你要躲开保罗告诉我们真正的危险在哪里
So Paul tells us what is the most dangerous
真正的危险不是有枪有子弹的有炸弹的恐怖分子
What is most dangerous isn't people with guns or the terrorists
真正的危险是我们已经变了我们自己还不知道
What is most dangerous that we have already changed but we do not know
我们被慢慢被同化了
That we have conformed
我们有基督徒的名字但是呢已经变成不像基督徒了
But even though we have the name of Christ, but we are, do not appear to be like a Christian.
这个比恐怖分子的刀枪炸弹还要可怕。
This is more scary than any terrorist.
求神啊，保守我们。
So let's ask the Lord to preserve us.
2015年呢，才剩不到两个月。
And there are only 2 months left to 2015.
但是这个世界啊，每天看新闻，每天都在发觉这个世界真的是越来越乱。
Every day when we look into your news, the world is becoming more chaotic.
但是我们在主里面才有真正的平安。
But only in the Lord Jesus will we have peace.
所以我们要抓住神，抓住信仰。
So we must grab hold of God and grab hold of our faith.
继续为教会的圣工来祷告。
So let's continue to pray for the church holy work.
建堂 expansion 的事情。
And pray for the church expansion plan.
筹款的事情。
And for the fundraise.
还有再过两个礼拜，再过上个礼拜那个诗歌布道会。
And also in 3 weeks, we will have a hymn evangelical service.
为身体欠安的来祷告。
Let's continue to intercede for the people who are sick.
Cindy 姐妹 ，Cindy.
And for Sister Cindy.
还有王宇姐妹
，And Sister Wang Yu.
要为华跟 Grace 的六班 baby 新的 baby 来祷告，身体欠安。
For Brother Hua and Grace for the new baby.
也为海奇弟兄继续祷告。
And also continue to pray for.Hatchid brother.
然后继续为Ivan 弟兄的爸爸，他在中国也病重。
And also remember Ivan's of parents who are sick in China.
有可能刚好这个季节还是我们自己都有身体的软弱，教会最近身体不平安的人比较多。
And in this time of the year, there are many of us who are not feeling well.
也求主耶稣特别的怜悯。
So let's ask the Lord Jesus for His mercy.
我们现在要。同心的跪下祷告。
So now we will kneel down and pray.
如果身体不欠安，或是心灵软弱的，要接受按手的，都可以到前面来。
For those of us who wants to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
求圣灵的也可以到前面来。
Now, so for those who are praying for the Holy Spirit,
请长执、圣职人员、传道为大家按手祷告。
And we'll ask all the ministers to help lay hands.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.